Sehr guten Morgen. Es geht mir viel vergnügend, mit euch allen zu sein. Für die letzten zwei Wochen habe ich mir nicht eine Vorstellung gehabt von die Kumsitz. Und das geht mir große vergnügend, da wieder zu sein und Helena Lea Shalom zu dem Mannen. Wir haben jetzt zusammengekommen in den Monaten von Helen und ihr abzugeben die Covid von der Arbeit für die Jahre, wo sie ist da gewesen in dem Kumsitz und ihr wieder zu den Monaten sich von ihr. Good morning everybody. It gives me great pleasure to be here together with all of you. For the last 2 weeks we haven't had a program, the Kumsitz program unfortunately, and it's great to be here again in memory of Helen and to recall her. We are sitting together in her memory and to give her the honor for the many years that she put in and the hard work and the tough couple of years that she lived through. And in that honor, we're continuing the show. Just to mention our good friends that are here together with us, unsere gute Freund, ich will euch allemen begrüßen, Ronnie Kaplan, Moshe Starograd, Rose Abrams, and wieder euch mit euch zusammen zu sitzen und anzugehen. So just welcoming Ronnie Kaplan, Moshe Starograd, and Rose Abrams, and it's good to be here together with all of you. Und jetzt, die Zeit, was wir sitzen da, ich will auch den Monat von die heilige Zeiten, die heilige Tag, was kommen, will ich an mein guter Freund Ronnie Fregen euch zu ungreiten verjontet.
Ungreiten verjontet.
Im Bloß in dem Schäufer.
Ja, no, das ist mit bald sein.
That's the surprise.
Ich habe gewollt nur sagen, sie gewinnen sehr treuerdig für uns nicht zu sein, da, für die letzten zwei Wochen, weil den Gedanken von Helen, was der Arbeit sieht, getan, nicht da in ganzen aller Sachen, was sie getan, wir gewinnen sehr treuerdig bei uns. Und ich schicke zu dem Mischbrucher, ich weiß nicht, was, wie zu sagen, dass, ich habe gewinnen dort bei der Schieberhäus und es gewinnen mir sehr, sehr tief. Hat Zeiten, dass ich nicht gewollt etwas dort sein.
So Ronnie just mentioned the difficult times that the family, the Helen's family have gone through and how hard it has been for us to accept the fact that Helen isn't here with us anymore. And all we can say is we wish her well. So, Ronnie, just again, I got my thing slightly out of order.
No problem.
So, ich will auch sagen, dass die Kumedike Shabbos und Sonntag seinen Rosh Chodesh Elul und das Demont uns, was uns begrüßen, die Yamim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah und Yom Kippur. Die Zeit, als jeden, die ganze Welt, greiten sich zu stehen vor Hashem Yisbarach und zu fragen vor Mechila, vor unser Averis und Sint.
Das ist ein Undenken, ein unmundigen Allemen, das in Sonntag umfangen zu bloßen Schäufer für den nächsten 30 Tage war Rosh Hashanah zu den Menschen wissen, wir tun das alle für morgen, nicht Schabbos tut man das nicht, aber wir tun das die ganze Woche. Das ist das erste Mal, ich genommen als Schäufer in Hand von einem Jahr zurück. Nicht zu schlecht, nicht zu gut.
Not bad, Ronnie, not bad.
Yeah.
And just before we carry on, just one quick ad break.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Und jetzt zu begrüßen die Menschen, wo sind da mit uns in Atelier, Rose Abrams. Hallo Rose, was macht ihr?
Sehr gut. Ich habe nicht gewesen in Johannesburg, als Helen heute weggestorben. Und ich sitze da, Hand in der Früh, und sie steht mir von meinen Augen. Und ich denke noch ihr. Und ich kann gedenken, ich habe ihr gesehen, eine sehr Sache, Donnerstag Abend bei die Symphonia Orchestra. Und wir haben geredet, mehr nicht wie Jiddisch. Und sie hat allemal gesehen, freundlich und gelacht. Und wir haben geredet in Jiddisch, nicht ein Wort in Englisch.
So, Rose has been out of South Africa and only got back in the last couple of days, and only found out about Helen's passing in the last couple of days, and she expresses her sorrow and how she feels in that she misses Helen from the point of view that they used to get together quite often on a Thursday night, go to the symphony orchestras together, and it's tough for her to accept it, but unfortunately that's the way it is, and one fortune will have to get used to it.
And mein Freund, der Moshe, der sitzt, der sagt kein Sach nicht.
Ihr sitzt in ihr Herr alt singt. Sie tak getraurig, weil Helen ist gewesen, something.
Einer in der Welt.
Richtig. Und, aber, also wie man sucht, der Leben muss gehen. Man muss leben, warten. So,
vor der Fahrt die Woche haben sie angefangen, weiterzukommen, da. Donnerstag zu reden, Jiddisch.
Der eine Sache, was wir kennen, der Programm muss weitergehen in Menschen, wenn nein, Helen hat uns ungeheuben, in mir wird es weitergehen.
Okay. So, what Moshe said is that it's difficult to accept, but again, life has to carry on. We need to continue this program. Helen put a lot of hard work into establishing the program. And as difficult as it is, life has to carry on. And hopefully we will carry on the program, and I hope Helen will be proud of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's get on to the Yamim Noraim, because as we mentioned, Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, Shabbos and Sunday are Rosh Chodesh, and that's the beginning of the month of Elul. 30 days down the line is Rosh Hashanah, and 10 days later is Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a Yontav, was is the Zeit von Greiser Simcha, beide Zeit von Greiser Simcha, und a Zeit von gewaltiger Meira.
Alle haben mehr in die Zeiten. So, Hilton is saying that this is really the time that we start davening and started to and reflect on the whole year, what is done, because we are scared. It's a day of Simcha, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's 2 days. It's 2 days of Simcha, and we got to adjust to it, and we got to get together with all our thoughts, all our goods. Deeds, all our good deeds, whatever you say, different words and here and there, but we've got to get together and put our lives back to try and get it together so that the judgment that will come and in the Yom Kippur, things will be better for us.
So, die Tag, seinen Zeit zu feiern und zu schaffen, die Zeit von feiern, die Schaffung von der Welt. Und Zeit, ich habe Berechnung für unsere Handlungen.
Also, it's the way that we handled ourselves over the year, and this is the time that we actually dread and happy about it, because we can change our ways.
Ja, auf Rosh Hashanah ist eine Zeit von, was wir besuchen, unsere Aufführung durch verschiedene, für die letzte vergangene Jahr.
We reflect over the past year.
Okay, so, ich denke, als wir davon trachten, wie sie gewesen und wie sie ist jetzt, Rosh Hashanah und Yom Kippur.
Ja. Mit Joren zurück, die Schüler sind da alle gewesen, gewesen sehr voll, und nie gehabt, Plätze, sondern hatten Stieblach und Schulz, was sie nie gehabt, genug Platz für alle. Jetzt ist der Lager ein bisschen gebieten, und sag Menschen sind weggegangen in beide Orten, in Israel und andere Plätze, und ich habe ein paar Menschen noch gestorben.
Auf jener Welt.
Auf jener Welt. So it's
Ronnie said that in the past everybody used to get together for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There weren't too many, the shuls were all full. But today with all the different shuls and shtiblach, the not as full as it used to be, and also a lot of people have left South Africa. And on that note, I want to just welcome Rose Abrams again. My relationship with Rose, I first met Rose in a place called Bethel. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Don't you remember, Rose? Amolika Yoren, okay. 50 Yom Kippurik.
You get dank from 50 Yom Kippurik.
You get dank 50 Yom Kippurik.
Yeah, 50 Yom Kippurik.
So that's when I first met Rose in Bethel, on the days when unfortunately Bethel had a... Fortunately, Bethel had a shul, and I ended up being the chazan there for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
So,
Rose, efshar amol kent ihr uns detailen a bissel von was is given in die alte Zeiten Yontav.
In Bethel.
In Bethel. Das is für mir, das is 40 Jahre zurück, was ich hab gewesen in Bethel. So, ich kann nicht, gedenken, es sei gut. Noch ein paar Werte von Helen. Hand in der Früh, das ist ein bisschen unmütig. Wir sitzen da mit Craig und drei von Helens Gracer, ich weiß nicht wie zu sagen, Supporters. sie gewesen ein sehr interessanter Mensch, und ein Gracer, das ist ein Gracer Wort, Ronnie.
Ja.
Persönlichkeit.
She had a personality.
Gewiss.
For sure.
Und ich fühl Hand in der Früh, ich bin ein bisschen betreibt.
She's a bit sad this morning to be, to speak about the late Helen.
Und ich gehe bald weinen.
She's about to start to cry.
So before she cries,
yeah,
over to Craig.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
No, so Rose, over to Ach. Wir haben Ach interrupted.
Was noch kann ich dir erzählen?
Von der Amolika Joren.
Amolika Joren.
Wie viele Menschen ich gewähnt dort in Bethlehem, in
Bethel. Sie gewähnt dort in Bethel 40?
Das gewähnt
40 zu 50?
Ein sehr gutes Leben.
Nee, ich frage, wie viele jüdische Menschen dort gewähnt?
Als ich dort in Bethel gekommen, hat das gewähnt ein größer, ein ganzer Yiddish community.
Kehila.
Und a Sach, farmers, junger, and wir haben gehad,
a reverend?
Sicher, a reverend. A Rebbetzin. Feiner Schul.
Und a Schachmenschen is gewesen. Sie dort gewesen ungefähr, ich denk, was ich gedenk.
Ja.
Die darf sein 40 to 50 Männer.
Sicher?
At least 40,
50
to 50 men.
Und
then of course a lot of ladies.
80 kids, so you must have said about a community of about 80.
No, more than that. 80 I'm
families.
Sure. It was also in the surroundings. You mustn't forget, not everybody. Most of the community lived in Bethel, but there were people who came from around about
Darvel
and
And Heinz is Eppes Dorten do?
I think there's two Jewish families left there. That I can, that I know.
Zwei, but a sach von die farmers, or seine noch do.
They come and
they come and they foreign.
Anyway, so let's get back to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a yontav, was is by the for zweit for the zweit tag von yontav, was is by the greatest simcha, on echet a zeit von ungewandlicher meira. It's a great time of trepidation.
Trepidation. That's the English word. Yeah. Correct.
And also, it's a very happy time. Die Tag seiner Zeit zu freieren und schaff, zu feiern, dem Schaffung von der Welt und der Zeit, gam, echet von Berechnung für unsere Handlungen mit Menschen, mit,
So it's time that Hilton saying that it Rosh Hashanah is a day that we do a day of reckoning of who we've wronged, who we've righted, who we've done all things about, and ourselves personally and the people that we've been in contact with. Have we been conducted ourselves correctly or not correctly? But it's a day of, and it's also a day of trepidation. Because it's 10-tag, 8-tag, 9-tag, noch Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. And that's the day of the
reckoning.
Reckoning. Cheshbon. Yeah. Cheshbon Ayom.
An die Zeit besuchen wir unsere Opferung durch die vergangene Jahr.
And that time we just go, we think back over the past year.
For the erste Tag in Chodesh Elul,
the first few days of Elul,
haben wir uns geblasen dem Shofar.
We blow Shofar.
Jeden in the free.
Every morning.
Achut Shabbos.
Except Shabbat.
Bis dem letzten Tag, bis Yom Kippur. Bis dem Sof Yom Kippur.
No, we blow
blowen Yom Kippur.
Yeah, we blow at the end
every
of Yom Kippur.
Right.
But we blowen Rosh Hashanah the Zweitag, as is a Shabbos blowen wir nicht. But if it's not a Shabbos, blowen wir Yom. So the Baal Shefer got a sach avetzaton.
The Baal Tkia.
Baal Tkia. Baal Shefer.
Same
Kier.
Difference. Okay. I'll forgive you.
Okay, fine.
When we had them call Shofar, the Montman sich, as men daf berechnen von unser, was eben wir haben charota, von was wir haben nicht gedafton, von unser Aveiras.
When you hear the Shofar blowing, you think back of what you did and how you did it and which way you did it. If you did it at all.
Okay. And now, Ronnie, things that you and I don't know about, and that's why Rose is here.
Yeah.
We have to ask her, was ist man Rosh Hashanah? Die verschiedene Essen. Sie die einzige, was wir uns kennen sollen. Der Zeilen.
Gefüllte Fisch.
Ja.
Gehackte Leber.
Ja.
Fleisch.
Ja.
Kartoffel.
Ja.
Soup. Gneidlach.
Na, Gneidlach ist für Pesach, nicht für Rosh Hashanah.
Wer sagt, du kennst nicht essen?
Wir können nicht sagen, aber das ist Gneidlach Pesach.
So, what Rose said, is that, the things to eat over Yontav are, chicken soup, I wrote. Chicken soup and meat and,
liver.
And chopped liver and gefilte fish and what about chopped herring and also Knedlach. Now I had an argument with somebody also about Knedlach. They told me Knedlach is for Pesach.
But
I'm not sure that that's right, because traditionally you're supposed to eat things
something
that are round.
So you get there's a little farfel that you get and you cook the farfel. It's a small farfel and you cook it. And that's, and you eat, you put it in the soup. Then also you don't eat any grain on Rosh Hashanah.
Yep.
You only eat that grain is on Pesach. Now there are different things that we eat on Pesach and different things in Rosh Hashanah.
So my argument is, and I'm in full support of Rose.
Yeah.
I want to eat Knedlach on Rosh Hashanah.
Aber in meinem Haus wirst du es nicht kennen, kriegen.
Ich komme nicht bei dir, ich will nicht zu raus.
Ich habe dir nicht eingeladen.
Ich will nicht kommen.
Du kennst nicht, ich will. Also ich will einladen, wirst du kommen.
Danke.
Hilton, komm erst bei mir.
Danke, Rose. So the argument is that Ronnie says that at his house there is no way I'll get Knedlach. So
that's
I said, well,
sure.
I'm not coming to you anyway, so it makes no difference.
So I said,
I well,
invite
I just invite me. Thanks, eh, Ronnie.
That's a pleasure.
But I'll come to Rose.
You laden dir zu kommen, essen Frühstück mit uns heim. Du hast ihn gekommen.
Aber mir mag nicht essen vor Davenen.
Nein, also wer gesagt hat, keiner sei spät Davenen.
Ich Daven halb acht, nicht halb sieben oder halb
Nein,
fünf.
Nein, mehr halb sechs bei uns.
Mischugene Menschen.
Nein, nicht mischugene Menschen. Menschen, was sind in Klon, was darf arbeiten.
Okay.
Aber verstanden?
Ich verstehe. Gut. What he said was that I should have woken up early, gone to shul, and then come to have breakfast.
Yeah.
And I said, no, my day starts when I start davening at 7:30. But my problem very simply is that I don't finish working like other normal people finish working.
Welche Zeit endigst du?
Oh, when I finish working. 10 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. Depends.
Allebei, ob ich arbeite, wie ich kann echt arbeiten, bis er sehr spät.
No. The good Lord will provide.
Yeah, but ich darf dir sagen, was passiert hat im Primorgen. Wir gewinnen dort, wir gegangen zu, es gewinnen am Mizrahi Breakfast, und sie haben gebracht einer von England, und er hat gesagt, in England, und sie haben als Sach viele Menschen, wir haben da in Afrika, nicht können machen, ein Frühstück auf dem Gerhard Heint. Also sehr viele Menschen. Eine Sache hat er gesagt, sie seien dort, haben sie eine Sache besser für uns. Sie können spielen Cricket besser für uns.
Oh.
Und der Mann, was sie gemacht, der Cricket, der gehen geben im Schlischi die Woche.
Oh. So, besides that, just explain that nicely.
Yeah.
We make better breakfast than they make in England, did you say?
He said that we couldn't arrange with so many people to come to a Mizrahi breakfast as we done here, and they have 5 times the amount of people in England, Jewish people.
It just shows you how good this
actually.
Community is.
Yeah, that's, so the community is something is, as I saw, this is the einzige in the world, was Zion and the Yidden, was home in our hearts, we home in door in Africa.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Anschuldig mir, what is a Mizrahi breakfast?
Allah, Erev Rosh Hashanah macht man a Frühstück. Und wir gehen dort, wir essen, wir zolten, wir essen. Und wir bringen a Mensch it can sein from Danet, it can sein from Israel, dem Jahr gewinnt from England.
Okay.
Und hat gerät, sehr gut.
So it's obviously, what's it, a fundraising exercise?
No, it's a fundraising exercise, and they tell you what the kollel is all about.
Okay.
We have a Mizrahi kollel.
So it's actually to advertise the Mizrahi kollel and publicize that, and it's in honor. Okay,
it was very, very nice.
I'm sure.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, so our community is an exceptional community. And recalling my days back in Bethel, where I davened there a few years, it was a most welcoming community. There was everything that I wanted was there. The food was there. The welcoming was there. It was great. In addition to which, over the years, there were other communities in every little shtetl in South Africa where there were 10 Jews, there was at least one shul. At least one shul is because everybody knows why, but over the years, just thinking back, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur was the time that everybody in the various little shtetlach and whatever have you got together, and they came together, they had a minyan, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. But I want to say that
Yeah.
All the Svadim and Leinen Mashiach.
But these other Minhagim.
Yeah.
Es ist doch verschiedene Essen, was man isst auf Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Ich will auch sagen jetzt, was zu essen.
Yeah.
Die Essen war, ist Apple.
Mit Honig. Yeah.
Kailechtika Kitkes.
kind of kitka,
round,
yeah, round kitka,
kitkas,
yeah,
as opposed to the plaited kitkas.
Es wenn sich beginn kriegen im zusammen mit raisins und mit
Rosinkas mit Mandeln. Aha. Ja. Und was von Zimmers?
Zimmers macht man das, das ist mit zu gehen mit dem Fleisch, nicht zusammen.
Oder,
mit dem
aber die Sache ist, Zimmers ist süß mit Syrup und
Prunes.
Ja. Und sie gut zu essen Zimmers.
Ja, es wenn sich, es will, es ist sicher süße Sachen.
Sachen essen war, symbolisieren a süßer, gesunden Jahr. Und die Gewichten, was ich hab, der Mund, seinen sehr gesund für Ashkenazi.
Das war dem nicht.
Das war dem Essen das nicht. Sei essen andere Sachen.
Gewiss.
Sei essen Mehlgräuen.
Was ist das?
Nein, aber Niki hat von Mehlgräuen.
Nein.
Pomegranates.
Ah, pomegranates, ja, ich nicht gewusst, was sie da nomen.
Ah,
wir essen das echt zusammen. Wir essen das echt.
But they eat it as a matter of course. It's part of the... Uh-huh. They eat another thing called paratsibala.
Paratsibala. That's an onion.
A tsibala is an onion, but yeah, a paratsibala is a leek.
A leek,
They eat leeks. Leeks, okay. And they eat another thing that you also eat, but you don't know what it is in Yiddish.
What?
Kirkus.
Who?
Kirkus.
Kirkus is? Beets.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
And talking about eating, Craig, who's next on the ad?
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You have seen the week often in the paper, have they written from Kathy. In the Zeitung, from Helen, from
Kathy.
Mit allen Menschen dort, und sie gewinnen dort eine ganze Messiba da. Wir sind nicht eingeladen mehr.
Wir dürfen nicht dort sein, aber wir sind nicht Addiction, Drugs, and all that kind of thing. So.
Red für sich allein. Okay. Wir dürfen jetzt sagen ein paar Wörter.
So we were talking about food, Ronnie. Yeah. So what have you got to say about food there? What do you cook the food in?
I don't know, we cooked. In? The Weiber kochen in Teplach.
What's a Teplach?
A Teplach is a saucepan.
Yeah, but you're supposed to say saucepan, not give us the word.
Okay, you didn't, okay. Well, I'll give you another one. What's a teapot?
Oh, Rose, what is a teapot?
Ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht.
Give up, Ronnie.
Too mehr was, ich weiß nicht.
Okay, but, teapot. I actually meant the tablecloth. Sorry.
Tablecloth.
Tish. Tishtach. Very good. Okay, the next one is a table.
A tish.
Tish.
Right. What's furniture?
Mebel.
Very good.
Yiddish and Afrikaans are very similar.
And what's a kettle?
A kettle. You'll tell me and I'll remember. Give up.
A kessel. K-E-S-L. Kessel.
Won't argue.
Okay. A teapot is a chinik.
Huckst mir a chinik. Noch einmal huckst du mir a chinik.
It's a chinik.
Chinik, that's quite right. Because tea is called chai.
Chai.
And chai comes out of a chinik.
Chinik, yeah, correct. Okay. Chinik.
Rose, the next one, remember now. A chinik.
Chinik. A chinik. And the next one is, what's a tablespoon?
A leffel.
A leffel is a spoon.
Spoon, yeah.
What's a tablespoon?
A tish leffel.
Nein. A S leffel.
An S leffel.
As I wrote this in was it geschrieben dort?
In Wörterbuch.
In the Wörterbuch, yeah. So you could fragt alles Ding, was du
sagst. Warte a minute. Rose geht was fragen.
I've got a word.
Yeah.
What is, I'll give you the English.
Yeah, we have to give you the Yiddish.
Okay. Without doubt or no doubt.
Anything with no doubt is ungleiblich. But that's not the word.
Nein. Blesovek.
So in Hebrew, bli sofek.
Yes.
And that's obviously without any doubt. So that's where that comes from.
Very clever.
And, to travel.
To foreign.
Nein. A room for anybody.
Okay.
You have to round, for round.
Well, okay. Travel or cruise.
Yeah. Okay.
Next. Okay, I'll give you one. What's a cup?
Not couple, nein.
What's a cup?
Give up.
Huh?
Ronnie, quarter.
K-U-B-I-K. Kubik.
Kubik.
Ah,
ich habe das keinmal in mein... In man
Leben nicht gehört.
Okay, well,
a cubic is a place cubic. Where you can have a cubicle.
Yeah,
you have a cubic in a cubicle.
Okay, let's go to
furniture.
Let's go to furniture.
Furniture,
good idea.
You said.
Okay. What's a wardrobe?
A cash. Nein.
You know, these are words. The minute you mention it, it comes back to from a recollection point of view. But they don't use it. That's the problem.
What's a cup? An elma. Yeah.
Right.
Elma.
That's right, an elma.
What's a sheet?
A lakan.
A lilach. A lilach,
okay.
Okay. What's a mattress?
A matras.
Very good. What's a blanket?
She was. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yes, tip of your tongue doesn't go.
I know. You'll mention it. I'll tell you. Of course, that's the word.
Yeah.
No.
A kol rach. It's a blanket. It's called a koldra. Is a blanket.
Okay.
Okay. What's a kishen? I mean.
That's exactly.
What I just gave you the word.
A kishen, a cushion.
A pillow.
Yeah. Like Afrikaans, a kissing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's a door?
A door?
Yeah.
A tier?
Yeah. Very good.
Definitely of them tier und zogons.
And what's steps?
Trip.
Your Yiddish is fantastic.
For was ich tracht in Afrikaans.
I see.
What's a step in Afrikaans? Rose, come.
I think it's trap.
Trap. Stairs.
Yeah, okay. What's a lamp?
A lump.
Very good. What's a light?
A licht.
Licht, very good. What's a lock?
A lock. A schloss or something like that.
That's very clever.
A schloss.
Verschließ der Tür.
You see,
close the door.
You know what the problem is?
Yes.
And this is the problem with Yiddish in South Africa.
Yes.
We don't use the language.
Absolutely.
And all these words that you mentioned to me, it's like my Baba sitting there and saying to me 60 years ago, you schmerl you. What's the problem? We use these words every day and all of a sudden you don't know what is a lilach. No, when you
lilach
tell me,
is a sheet.
Yeah. But now you tell me, but when you asked me what it was, I couldn't remember.
Okay, so say it's locked. What is
Verschlossen.
It? Verschlossen.
I'm just give you a chance, Rose. I'm jumping in. I'm showing
that's,
off.
That's fine. You see, Hilton, you use Yiddish a lot more than I do. Sadly, where? I've got nobody to talk Yiddish to.
So who do I talk Yiddish to? On the radio program and one or two Mishalochim that come visit.
Now you get a few.
And I
can't speak Hebrew, you see, so I speak to them in Yiddish.
Yiddish, you verstehst nicht Hebräisch?
Ich verstehe, aber sie dürfen nicht wissen,
dass ich verstehe. As Hilton says, he doesn't want them to know that he does understand. So he speaks differently.
You grew up with a Baba.
Yeah.
That made a big difference.
Yeah, but I only grew up, my Baba disappeared off the scene when I was 7.
Well, you had 7 more years than I did.
No, I lied. I was 9. Okay.
That helps.
But that was our total spoken language at home. Mm. My mother, father, brother, we only spoke Yiddish. Spoke English at school and that kind of stuff, but only spoke Yiddish. Oh. Anyway, the
okay,
memories
I'll give you the last
back.
One. What's curtain?
Curtains. Mm.
When I hear it, I'll know
your,
it.
Me too.
Farhang. F-A-R-H-U-N-G. Farhang.
Yeah, okay. But no, it's not the curtains that I remember. But anyway... Craig, over to you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're waiting for all the readers.
Now, what do you say to a person who reads many books? What's it called in Yiddish?
A Bal Kore.
No, that's in Hebrew for the Torah, right?
Leina
is not, that's that reads the Torah.
Torah.
Come on, tell me.
A know-it-all.
Yiddish word for that. No, Yiddish word for a person who reads a lot.
Give up.
Zaya balezend.
Oh, very good.
Zaya balezend. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that would be a word to...
Did you just make that one up?
No. Okay. I don't make up words.
Okay.
I just go with
we'll,
I remember.
We'll...
Ich gedenke selbst an den Meisters. Ich habe gedenkt an Meister, was passiert mit der paar Jahren zurück. Du redest von Jontov. Ich habe gehört, ein Mann, was ist gekommen, ein Chazen, gekommen von Europa, hat er bei uns gekommen, hat dort meine Mutter ihm eingeladen, zu kommen essen.
So.
Zu kommen essen, in der Woche, was hast du dir gewinnt, vernommen?
Ronnie remembers a couple of years back, many years back, a gentleman arrived, a Chazen, you said, Ronnie,
yeah.
A Chazen arrived from Europe, and he was... Ronnie's mother invited him to come and eat at their house.
And noch gegessen, er hat gegessen und hat gesagt, as ba'ach is Shabbos in der Woche. In other words, they only we gave during the week, they only get on Shabbos.
And
shows that we
And that I think was typical of our Jewish mothers.
Yeah.
I remember your mother-in-law, I think it was. Yes, Eva Kiel.
Eva, yes.
Right, so your mother-in-law, and I'm pretty certain you and your mother, I remember, and my mother, et cetera, et cetera, they all must have come on the same ship, von daheim. Well, the ship they came on was SS Mein Kind.
SS Mein Kind, yeah. So good a ship.
Yeah. Well, that's why we look the way we do,
yeah.
Eh, Ronnie?
Yeah, that's true.
So that was the thing. That was the beauty of Jewish South Africa, is that everybody who came was made welcome. They were given food to eat. And particularly over Yontov, that was even better because it was more important.
A mitzvah.
A mitzvah, yeah, to invite guests and whatever have you and to entertain them.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's the given the tag.
So the chazan said that he had Shabbos in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Imagine what he would have said on Shabbos.
That's another story.
He would have
said
this is Yontov on Shabbos.
Yeah, it must have been, he would have said so, but the point I'm trying to say is that in Europe and the rest of them, then, as you said, es mein Kind.
Yeah.
It never occurred over there in those days.
Well, things were difficult and
yeah, that's
times,
true.
But anyway, I think our families that came from overseas, they learnt, they went to the University of Life and they learnt by experience to be kind to others, things that they didn't experience in their lives.
Yeah, Hilton gesagt, there's a unsere Menschen dort allemen eingeladen zu kommen bei sei und weisen sei wie wir leben da, was sie haben nicht in Europa. Und als sei das jetzt, wir kommen heim, das gewinnen nicht als sei ein Freiledicke mit uns dort zu sein, wenn der Ballerbost ist nicht da. Ich hoffe, sie wird sein ein guter Better für uns allemen. And you wünsche euch alle a guten, gesunden Shabbos. And, what can I say? I just wish you all a good Shabbos. And, next week maybe we'll feel a little bit happier and carry on with the programs. Hilton, thank you for taking the lead here today. And Rose for coming. Moshe had to run to a meeting. And I wish you all a, and you can say goodbye, Hilton. And Rose.
Rose first. Ladies first.
Ich bin sehr zufrieden, als ich hab da gewesen heint. Und a großen Dank, Hilton, mir zu
einzuladen.
Einzuladen. A großen Dank.
Thank you, Ronnie, Rose, Moshe, in your absence, Craig. It wasn't easy. It took a lot of convincing for us to run the show, but obviously in Helen's honor, we hopefully will be able to continue the show for a long time to come. Thank you all. Sorry we didn't ask for any phone calls in, but time runs and so it is. Craig, thanks very much and see you all next week. Good Shabbos and I hope you all have a happy kosher Pesach, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in time to come and an easy fast.